This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Now, it is indeed a pleasure to be invited into your vibrational living, and we'd like to express our greetings to each of you and as well to express our gratitude for once again offering us this opportunity to enter into your vibrational living and to interact and to share with each of you. Now, before we begin in this afternoon, we would suggest that there exists for each of you the opportunity to be involved in what we refer to as a silent communication. A telepathic exchange of information and interaction with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon. You see, as a result of the energy that you have created within this space, it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into what you might refer to as a meditative state. And in that altered state of consciousness, you have the opportunity for a telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities, or indeed with that portion that you might refer to as your higher self. And many times in that altered state of consciousness and in being involved in that interaction, the information that you receive is much more pertinent to your individual needs and desires than is this information that we try to express to you through this rather limited use of a vocabulary. And so, that opportunity exists. You have got to close your eyes and express the intent. But as always, that's a suggestion. The choice is yours, absolutely. For you will find that we do not tell you that you should or should not do anything, but rather offer suggestions. And it's your choice whether or not you choose to be involved in any particular activity or event, absolutely. Now, you exist in what we refer to as a vibrational level. We call it a vibrational level because it's the closest type of description that we can give to you that would be a fairly accurate comparison to various levels that exist throughout all of creation. You can refer to it as a plane of existence. It doesn't really matter what terminology you use. But what's important to understand that there are a multitude of these existences throughout creation, and you exist in, once again, what we refer to as a vibrational level. Now, these vibrational levels all exist within the same time and same space. As we will suggest later on, time and space are illusionary, they don't really exist. And so these vibrational levels, these planes of existence, if you wish, exist within the same time and the same space. And we'll give you an analogy so that you can get a grasp of that concept. And we hesitate to use analogies because analogies always leave open for interpretation that sometimes may not be completely accurate. But this is a fairly good analogy that we use many times in attempting to explain this vibrational level that you exist in. You understand that within this earth system that you exist in, that there exists within the same time and same space what you refer to as airwaves, radio waves, different types of communicational waves that are being transmitted throughout your atmosphere. And you understand as well that depending upon the particular frequency of that airwave and depending upon the piece of apparatus that you're utilizing to tap into that airwave, you can receive information from that particular vibration while eliminating all of the rest of the airwaves that are existing within the same time and same space. You understand that it's possible for multitudes of different vibration, radio waves and air waves existing within the same space, and that you can, through choice, tap into one particular frequency while eliminating all the rest. Well, so it is that you exist in a vibrational level that you choose to tap into, if you wish, while eliminating all of the rest that are occupying the same time and same space. You see, we exist in a vibrational level very similar to your vibrational level, with some very, very definite differences, but similar in the fact that it occupies the same space and the same time, and that we are not somewhere from the so-called outer space, but existing within the same space at the same time, at a different frequency, if you wish, at a different vibrational level. This vibrational level that you exist in is the unique vibrational level. It is not duplicated throughout all of the other vibrational levels throughout all of creation. And it's unique because you, as the entities existing within this vibrational level, has chosen to put in place what we refer to as an electromagnetic type of energy, what your so-called New Agers like to refer to as a veil. Although even in the concept of the so-called new energy, veil, that's rather limiting. You see, this electromagnetic type of energy that you put in touch, that we will refer to as a veil, has several functions. And one of the functions that it has is to eliminate the possibility of other entities existing outside of your vibrational level to interfere with any activities or creation within your vibrational level. In other words, if you wish to be involved in this creation process in your so-called vibrational level on your Earth system, you must agree to enter into that vibrational level, and you must agree to maintain and to sustain that electromagnetic type of energy that limits the capacity for other entities outside of your vibrational level to interfere in your creation process. As well, that vibrational level limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. Throughout all of the levels of consciousness that you are involved in this vibrational level, that electromagnetic type of energy that you as entities existing within this vibrational level have chosen to put in place limits your capacity to understand just who and what you truly are. It limits you while you are in any level of consciousness, be it your awake consciousness state or in your altered state of consciousness that you refer to as meditative or dream states, or even in that state of consciousness that you refer to as between incarnations or when you die, in other words. You live within the limited capacity to understand who and what you truly are. Through your choice, you choose to put in place that electromagnetic type of energy and you agree to sustain it. And so that's the function of that electromagnetic type of energy. And it has a very important significance, which we will speak about in a few moments. And so, you exist in a vibrational level, similar to all of the other vibrational levels throughout all of creation. And you, who are entities existing within this vibrational level, put in place an electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are while you're involved in this vibrational level, while you choose to remain in this vibrational level. And as well, that electromagnetic type of energy, that veil, limits other entities existing outside of your vibrational level to have a direct influence upon the creation process that you're involved in this vibrational level. You as entities sustain that electromagnetic type of energy through your choice. You see, you exist in this vibrational level by choice. You're not here because some other entity decided that you must come into this vibrational level for the purposes of learning or expanding or whatever. You exist in this vibrational level because you choose to exist in this vibrational level. You choose. You see, if you believe that it's not possible for you to make that choice to remain within this vibrational level, or to leave this vibrational level, if you believe that it's difficult for you to have that choice, that there are some other entities or some other force that's putting you in place in this vibrational level and forcing you to be involved in some type of a growth situation, then if you take that thought process one step further, then it begins to ask the question of where do you have choice? Where do you have choice? You see, the answer to that question is quite simple. You have ultimate choice. You exist in this vibrational level because you choose to exist in this vibrational level. Not because some other entity or some other force decided that you must remain in this vibrational level or you must go through any type of growth situation. You can have that if you wish. And we'll speak about that as well in a moment or two. You can have that. There's nothing wrong with believing that you must have certain growths and you must go through certain elements of some type of progression. If you wish to have that, you can have it. It's not right or wrong. It's a choice that you make. Not a choice that some other entity or power makes for you, but your choice. It's important to understand that it's your choice that you exist within this vibrational level. Your choice. When you enter into this vibrational level by choice, you agree to be involved in the creation of this reality. You agree to be involved in the creation of this reality. And in doing so, the entities, which includes the entities that are within this room, and it includes all of the human consciousness, agree to participate in, to sustain and to maintain certain belief systems. Those belief systems that you agree to as a human consciousness are what we call the human consciousness belief system. Besides agreeing to put in place that electromagnetic type of energy that we referred to as the veil, you also agree to participate in and to maintain and to sustain certain belief systems that are very difficult for you to alter in your so-called awakened consciousness state. Belief systems that your scientists like to refer to as your laws of physics. You agree to put those particular belief systems in place and to maintain and to sustain them. It's a consensus of the human consciousness that exists within your vibrational level. And so when you agree to participate in that, it makes it very difficult for you in your awakened consciousness state, and indeed in many consciousness states throughout your existence within this vibrational level, to alter those so-called human consciousness belief systems. One of the most difficult for you to alter is the belief in time and space. You in your awakened consciousness state believe that there is such a concept of time and space. You believe that there's a past and a present and a future. And the irony of it is that it doesn't really exist. You can't be in the future and you can't be in the past and you're in the now. Well, we suggest to you that you're in the now. Even the use of that terminology is a suggestion to validate your belief in time and space. So now suggests that there's this past and the future and you're in the present, which is the now. And that's not what we're referring to. We're referring to a now that encompasses your entire existences in this vibrational level. And that can be difficult to grasp, once again, because, as we suggested, you put in place the electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, and then as well you agree to participate in these human consciousness belief systems, of which in time and space are one of the major ones that are very difficult for you to alter. And so when we sit here and tell you that there are no such thing as time and space, that they're illusionary, that becomes a difficult concept to grasp, but we understand that. But nonetheless, it's an accurate description of the realities that exist, once again, not only in your vibrational level, but in all of the vibrational levels throughout all of creation. Time and space are illusionary. They don't really exist. Many of you individuals believe in the concept of reincarnation. And you believe that there's these so-called past life that you're involved in. Well, we're suggesting that because there is no such thing as time and space, that in many of your altered states of consciousness, you are indeed involved in creating and participating in these so-called past lives. But if you carry that concept one step farther, then it stands to reason that you're also involved in your so-called future lives. You believe that it's possible for you to have some effect in the alteration of your future, but you have a very difficult time accepting the concept that it's possible for you as well to interact and to affect and to change your past. But you not only can, but you do it on a regular basis. You just don't accept that in your awakened consciousness state because you choose, once again, to put in place that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. And so it's difficult to grasp that concept. And yet you agreed, when you enter into this vibrational level, once again, to participate, to validate, and to sustain those human consciousness belief systems. And so the belief systems that you hold as a human consciousness are very difficult for you to alter and to step outside of. Very difficult. Not impossible, but very difficult. And then you have what we refer to as a societal belief system. A societal belief system is a group of individuals involved in the creation of some type of an organized society that allows you to function with this limited capacity of understanding who and what you truly are, and it gives you rules and boundaries, and it allows you to interact with each other on a very sociable way. And those so-called societal belief systems alter if you travel throughout your Earth system, and you're all familiar with that. What's allowed in one society is not accepted in another. It doesn't mean that one's right and one's wrong. Absolutely not. It just simply means that you hold different belief systems. And so you have the human consciousness belief system, you have the societal belief systems, and then you have your individual belief systems. Your individual belief systems are the easiest belief systems for you to alter and change. The easiest, we suggest, although many times you would challenge us on that prospect by suggesting it can be very difficult to alter those personal and individual belief systems. But nonetheless, they are most certainly the easiest beliefs for you to alter and to change. And these individual belief systems are the belief systems that influence your day-to-day activities with other individuals, and indeed have an influence upon the reality that you experience through a particular incarnational period. Belief systems that you choose to put in place. In your awakened consciousness state, when you're involved in a particular event or a day-to-day activity, you have a tendency to believe that as a result of that interaction, you form a belief system. As a result of being involved or experiencing a certain circumstance, you come away and say, well, now I believe. Well, we would suggest that before you experience that particular activity, you first of all hold a belief system that's responsible for the creation of that experience. Belief precedes reality. It's not the other way around. Belief precedes reality. What you hold as a belief system creates the reality that you experience. Without exception. Now many individuals can accept that you're responsible for influencing and creating certain aspects of your reality. But we're not suggesting that you're responsible for experiencing and creating certain aspects of your reality. What we're suggesting is that you're responsible for the creation of your entire vibrational level and of every experience that you're involved in. You are the creators. You are the creators. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. Without exception. Without exception. It's important to grasp that concept. Because you see, if you don't grasp that concept, it's not a right or wrong. We're not suggesting that you have to believe what we're presenting to you on this afternoon. Absolutely not. That's your choice. You see, it's free choice. You can have whatever it is that you desire. Not only can, but do have whatever it is that you desire. So if you choose to believe that you're not in control, you can have that. Absolutely. It's not right or wrong. You see, the stock of consciousness that you are creates the reality that you desire to validate the beliefs that you hold, and it does so without judging as to whether it's right or wrong. Ever. The stock of consciousness that you are creates the reality that you experience from a position of absolute and unconditional love, without exception. And so, it doesn't matter what you want. If you desire it, and if you believe that it will come into your reality, the stock of consciousness that you are joyously creates it and rejoices in the creation. Whether you, in your awakened consciousness state, view it to be a very positive or negative experience, does not affect the stock of consciousness that you are from which the creation evolves and springs. That stock of consciousness that creates your reality does so from a position of absolute and unconditional love without judgment. You see, judgment, right or wrong, good or bad, whether you enjoy or find something very disagreeable, is an awakened consciousness human state. It does not exist at that level of your consciousness from which you create your reality. And so when you hold a belief system, the reality that you experience validates the belief. Validates the belief. And the spark of consciousness, once again, that you are, rejoices in the creation process of validating a belief that you choose to hold. And so if you choose to believe that you're not in control, you can have that. It's not right or wrong. If you choose to believe that you have a multitude of guides and angels that are surrounding you and creating and influencing your reality for you, that's fine and dandy. It's not right or wrong. It's a choice that you can make. It's a choice that you make. The difficulty with being involved in that type of creation and process and holding those particular types of beliefs is that it takes away your innate right to consciously make a choice that can influence your reality and alter your belief systems. If you believe you're not in control, the spark of consciousness that you are will validate that reality by creating all types of situations to prove that you're not in control. And you can have that. Not only can, but do on a regular basis if that's the belief you hold. If you believe that it's not worthy of you to be involved in any type of situation that's a meaningful relationship, for example, or if you're challenged with abundance because you believe that you're not worthy, the spark of consciousness that you are gives that to you joyously, as easily as it creates any type of other reality to validate any other belief that you hold. So the reality you experience in your awakened consciousness state is a validation of beliefs that you hold. If you don't like your reality, alter the belief. It's really that simple. It really is that simple. And so, you hold these belief systems. Once again, belief systems that are validated in your awakened consciousness state. And it becomes very difficult to grasp a concept that some individual who is involved in what you might refer to as an abusive situation has made that choice and holds a belief to be involved in that situation. And yet that's exactly what we're suggesting, isn't it? Many of the beliefs that you hold are beliefs that you put in place in your so-called altered states of consciousness, even in your so-called between incarnational states. You see, you choose to remain in this vibrational level, and you choose to be involved in the reincarnational process, and you choose to experience realities that are based upon this concept of time and space, and you choose to believe that you're not in control and to experience all types of realities to validate that belief that you're not in control. You choose those beliefs and put them in place. You choose the particular incarnational experience that you wish to desire and experience in a particular incarnation. You choose it. You put it in place. Many times, once again, those belief systems that you're involved in are what we refer to as the human consciousness belief systems. Very difficult for you to step outside of. For example, when you choose to be reincarnating, you come into a particular incarnational period, you are involved with the entities that you're going to enjoy that experience with, and you choose. And they accept that choice because they choose as well. You see, it's an agreement. It's not that you're forcing your will on someone else. Absolutely not. No more than another individual is forcing their will on you. You choose to be involved. And you choose individuals that carry certain genetic characteristics that are portrayed in your particular physical being in your so-called awakened consciousness state, so that you can experience that reality in that particular physical body, your attribute that you choose to be involved in and to experience. You choose. Now, many of those choices, once again, are made in what you refer to as your between incarnational state. You choose in that between incarnational state to have the opportunity for a vast amount of possibilities to occur within a particular incarnational period. And you store those choices, those belief systems, if you wish, in what your scientists are now referring to as your DNA. You see, your scientists like to have some type of concrete validation to be able to duplicate and to show that that's how it operates and that that's how it works. When they look at your DNA, they're discovering that there's a bunch of so-called junk that they don't understand what it's for. When it's in that so-called junk that you put in place, possibilities for experience to occur within that particular incarnational period. You put in place the opportunities for you to experience certain types of illnesses, for example. And then, as you go through your particular incarnational period, and as you make the choices and decisions that you do, and as you alter your belief systems, you alter the energy that surrounds your DNA, and as a result of the alteration of that energy that surrounds the DNA, you take what was once a very inactive portion of the DNA, and you activate it, and you turn it from a possibility into a probability. And you can have it. It's your choice. You can have whatever it is, not only can, but do have whatever it is that you desire. Not some other entity deciding that you must experience that, but yourselves deciding that you must experience that, that that's the experience that you wish to have. And so you, once again, alter that energy that surrounds the DNA and was the result of that alteration, you take what was once a possibility and turn it into a probability. And you believe, in your so-called awakened consciousness state, that it's very difficult to go the other way. It's very difficult for you, for example, to be involved in some type of a medical disease or affliction, and to, by altering your choices and by altering your beliefs, take that portion of your DNA that's responsible for that experience, for that illness, and reverse it from a probability to a possibility by altering the energy that surrounds the DNA as a result of your altering your choices and decisions, as a result of your altering your expectations in your awakened consciousness state, and you can have an alteration of that so-called illness. And when that occurs, as it does frequently throughout your societies, you have a tendency to look upon that as being some type of a miracle. You don't look upon it as a miracle when it occurs the other way. When you've never had the disease and you bring it on, it takes as much effort to do that as it does to reverse it. You don't look at it and say, oh, look at that. I've developed this absolutely gorgeous illness. Isn't that a miracle? No, it's not that way, because it's a particular type of experience that you in your awakened consciousness state view as being negative. But the stuff of consciousness that you are doesn't view it as being negative. It's validating a belief that you hold. When you reverse that choice and that decision, when you reverse that energy that surrounds that DNA, and when you take it from a probability into a possibility, and you miraculously have the illness disappear, you look upon that as being some type of a miracle, because in your awakened consciousness state, you view that as being a desirable type of reality and creation. But the spark of consciousness that you are creates one or the other with equal amounts of unconditional love and joy, and does not judge whether it's right or wrong. It gives to you that which you desire to validate the belief that you hold. And so you put in place many of those belief systems in your so-called altered states of consciousness and in your so-called past in other incarnational periods. Many times you went through an entire incarnational period based upon creations of validations of belief systems that you put in place in your so-called altered states of consciousness, in your so-called in-between incarnational states, and you were experiencing incarnations in entire lifetimes that were based upon what you in your awakened consciousness state like to refer to as fate. Something you didn't have control over, whether that's going to occur and that's going to occur, and I can't really control that. In those particular incarnational periods, there were many entities existing in your awakened consciousness state in this vibrational level who had the capacity to tap into that information, into those belief systems. And as a result of that ability to tap into those belief systems, were capable and had the ability to forecast your future, what you referred to as to prophesize. Well, those prophecies are about to come to an end. And we'll once again speak of that in a moment or two. And so the reality that you're experiencing is a validation of your beliefs. Beliefs that you put in place many times in your altered states of consciousness. And you can alter those beliefs from a meditative state, from a dream state, or from your so-called between incarnational state. It's within your capacity to do so. You just don't believe it. And if you don't believe it, then it's very difficult. Absolutely. But not impossible. Simply difficult. And so this reality that you're experiencing is a validation of beliefs that you hold. Many individuals would look at that and say, well, that's fine. I can accept that I can have an influence over my day-to-day activities and my relationships with other individuals. But there are certain elements that I'm not in control of. And we're suggesting that you're in control of your entire universe. There is not one atom existing within your vibrational level that you, as entities and as a human consciousness, are not involved in the creation and sustaining of. Not one atom. You see, you exist in your awakened consciousness state in the most illusionary reality that you will experience. Now, by illusionary, in the utilization of your vocabulary, it infers that it's not important, and that's not what we're suggesting. It has a great significance. But nonetheless, it's an illusionary reality. It's a validation of the beliefs you hold. And if you don't like it, you change the beliefs, and as you change the beliefs, you will change your reality. You will change the existence that you're experiencing in your awakened consciousness state. Not only the interactions and the relationships, but indeed the entire physical makeup of your universe. For you exist throughout it all. You are so much more than what you believe and what you can experience in your awakened consciousness state. You are all that is. You are all that is. There is not one entity existing in any other vibrational level that is any more or any less than what each of you are. You are all that is. When we suggest that you are a spark of consciousness, that leaves you with the illusion that there's this huge, huge consciousness and that you are but a piece of it. And it's not that way at all. When we suggest that you are a piece of the One, once again it suggests that you are this minute piece of this large One, and it's not that way. You are the One. You are all that is. And that becomes very difficult for you to grasp in your awakened consciousness state. But in altered states of consciousness, you can get glimpses of that concept. And if you go into those altered states of consciousness with the intent of retaining some type of memory of the interactions that you're involved in, be that in a meditative state or in a dream state, indeed, you can bring that back into this consciousness. And there are those entities who have been through what you refer to as a near-death experience that retain and bring back a memory of that interaction. Many times a life-changing memory. You don't have to go through that, by the way. That's within your capacity to have that experience should you choose to do so. It's within your capacity to go with inside and to have access to all of the information that you desire to experience and to know. It's within inside each of you. You have access to it. It's not something that's limited to certain entities or individuals. Absolutely not. And the irony of it is that the only way that you can access it is to go with inside. You can't write it down in a book. The book can tell you that there's a door, but you must go through the door. We can give you all types of information, and you can listen to us, and you can grasp glimpses of the possibilities, but you must experience it to get the true, full understanding and meaning of who and what you truly are. And to have that experience, you must go with inside. You see, many individuals existing within your vibrational level believe that they're on some kind of a spiritual journey, that they're attempting to find some connection with their spirituality. You can't lose the connection with your spirituality. It's who and what you truly are. You can't lose it. You can't be separated from who and what you truly are. You choose to believe that you're separated. You choose to put in place that electromagnetic type of energy that gives you the impression that you don't know who and what you truly are, but really you just hide from it. It's like putting your right hand behind your back and saying, now I wonder where the hell that went to. It's right there. You're just hiding from it. So understand that that's what you're doing with your spirituality. When you choose to enter into this vibrational level, you choose to put in place that electromagnetic path of energy, you indeed agree to validate it and to sustain it, to limit your understanding of who and what you truly are while you're in your awakened consciousness state. And as a result of that agreement and those so-called belief systems that you put in place, that electromagnetic path of energy, the explanation cannot be given to you in your awakened consciousness state. You will get glimpses, and he'll tell you all types of information, but it's only glimpses. It's only that there's this door that you must go through. And there will always be that sort of hesitation of, well, you know, that sounds okay, but it still doesn't quite get it all. And so you search somewhere else, and that sounds okay, and it still don't quite get it all. But the journey is with inside. The answer to your questions that you seek and the knowledge that you seek is within inside each of you. You have but to make the journey. You have but to choose to go within inside. And that capacity is open to each of you. And it doesn't matter how you do it. You see, so many individuals get involved in this so-called New Age interactions with each other, and they would say, well, you should do it this way, because you see, this will give you your answers, or you should be involved in this particular type of process, or there's this technique over here that works really well for me, you should try that, that will get you what you want. We've used an analogy many times, and we don't like to use analogies once again because of the misinterpretation that's supposed to come from an analogy, but nonetheless, we've used a very good analogy that you wish to make a passage of a body of water. You come down upon this shore, and before you is this huge body of water. And just offshore there's a fog bank, so you can't see how far it is that the journey is, and you can't tell how difficult it's going to be. And so lined up along the shore are a multitude of vessels. And you come down upon those vessels, and some entities run back and forth among the vessels, trying to choose the best one, trying to choose the biggest one, trying to choose one that has the most proficient crew, trying to choose one that says, well, this is the way to get there because we've been there, and if you do it this way, it's going to be a very successful journey. And so many individuals spend their time running up and down the shore, checking out the vessels, checking out the means of getting across this body of water that they don't have any concept of how difficult or how far it is. And so they spend their time there, always on the shore, always checking off the different vessels. And then there are other entities who come down upon the shore and they wish to be involved in the process. They want to make the journey. And so they come upon the first vessel that's there and they get on board and away they go. And they believe that it will accomplish that which they desire, that it will take them on their journey and it will get them to the answers that they're seeking. And guess what? Because they believe, they accomplish what it is that they desire. The vessel that you choose is not nearly as important as your belief in the vessel. The method or technique that you choose to make that journey with inside is not nearly as important as your belief as whether or not it will succeed. You see, the irony of it is that in our analogy, when these entities are standing upon the shore and they're looking at this passage of water, they can walk across it. They don't need a vessel. It's a no-brainer. You can't lose. Go within sight. There's nothing to fear. You cannot get lost. You can only achieve that which you desire. You have but to believe. The reality you experience is the validation of the belief that you hold. It really is that simple. And so, this reality, this illusionary reality that you're involved in, is a validation of beliefs that you hold, and you exist within each and every atom of your entire universe. Not just a portion of it, all of it. As a human consciousness, you choose to create this reality to validate the beliefs that you hold, and in your awakened consciousness state, you believe that you're not in control of the creation process or of the reality that you're experiencing. This awakened consciousness state, as we suggested earlier, is the most difficult state for you to sustain, and it is the most illusionary reality that you're going to experience. Let's use another analogy, and once again, analogies can be quite beneficial, but they can also be very unbeneficial if you don't interpret it the right way. It's like you choose to go into what you refer to as scuba diving. You know that when you don the paraphernalia that's necessary for you to be involved in that activity, that there is a limitation to how long you can be involved in that activity and what it is that you can participate in. You limit yourself. You limit your abilities. You limit the time that you can be involved in the process by simply entering into a type of environment that does not easily sustain your existence without some type of apparatus to assist you. And so it is when you enter into your consciousness state. You are entering into a reality that's the most difficult reality for you to sustain and to be involved in. This level of consciousness that you're involved in your awakened consciousness state is an illusionary reality similar to the reality that you're experiencing when you're scuba diving. Is a reality that's foreign to you in terms of your possibility for sustaining an existence. And when you're in this awakened consciousness state, indeed, you all understand absolutely that you cannot sustain it indefinitely. You will, at some point, alter your consciousness, and you will enter into a dream state. Each of you, even those who claim to have unlimited insomnia, sleep. You can't exist without sleeping. And it's not that you need sleep in order to survive in this reality. Indeed, you can be put into a suspended type of existence where you can have your body replenish itself and you can exist and you can be aware of what's going on around you and be in a so-called awakened consciousness state for an almost unlimited amount of time. You don't need to sleep in order to continue to exist in your awakened consciousness state in this vibrational level. You need to sleep because in that sleep you enter into a dream state, which is a much more real reality than what you're experiencing in your awakened consciousness state. You enter into a dream state. Now, we give you examples based upon your belief in time and space. They're illusionary. They only exist in your awakened consciousness state. In your dream state, there is no time and space. You can get concepts of passage of years in your so-called dream state that can only, in your so-called awakened consciousness state, be a passage of a very few moments. In your altered states of consciousness, you can step outside of that belief system of time and space. And it's in those altered states of consciousness that are occurring simultaneously in the now, where you make the choices and the decisions to be involved in certain activities with other individuals, where you enter into new contracts and agree to terminate other contracts and agree to create and be involved in certain experiences so that you can have that when you're in your awakened consciousness state to validate the beliefs that you hold. And so you come back into this awakened consciousness state and now it's real. Because you see, once again, you put in place that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are when you're in this awakened consciousness state, even limits it to not quite as an extensive amount in your so-called dream states, and even has a limitation on your full understanding of who and what you truly are in your between incarnational state. It exists throughout your entire vibrational level. Your choice to participate in it, to sustain it. And so you come back into this reality, into your awakened consciousness state, and you have these experiences, and they're real. They're beyond your control. And yet, they are indeed validation of beliefs and agreements and contracts that you've put in place in your so-called altered state of consciousness. And many individuals in the awakened state of consciousness who understand the reality process and who know how to make the choices, who believe that the vessel that they're using gives them the capacity to alter their reality through altering their belief systems, understand that they're influencing this reality and that they're creating it, and that it's within their capacity. Not only to have what they want, but indeed, you do it on a regular basis to create what you want. It validates your beliefs. Now, in your awakened consciousness state, you may look at that and say, well, there's no way that I wanted that reality. Well, perhaps you didn't want that particular reality, but you hold a belief that you're not capable of having any other type of reality, perhaps. It's not individuals who are involved in an abusive situation and look at it and suggest, well, you're telling us that we choose to be involved in that abusive situation. What we're telling you is that you hold a belief system that you're not worthy of being involved in a meaningful relationship. You hold a belief system that you don't like who you are. You hold a belief system that you're not capable of creating a reality that's an enjoyable relationship with another entity. And the stock of consciousness that you are creates the reality to validate the belief, and it does so without any type of judgment as to whether it's right or wrong. And so the reality you experience validates the belief you hold, but in your awakened consciousness state, that's a very difficult reality and concept to grasp and to accept as being an absolute. And yet it is absolute. The reality you experience is a reflection of the beliefs you hold. And you put those belief systems in place many times in your altered states of consciousness, and indeed even in your so-called awakened consciousness state. You see, it's possible for you to influence your belief systems in your awakened consciousness state. As we suggested earlier, you put in place belief systems in your so-called between incarnational states that have the capacity to be influential upon the reality that you're experiencing in that incarnational state and in your so-called past lives. Many times those belief systems were carried out throughout the entire incarnational period through what you referred to as fate. Well, you as a group of entities in a human consciousness situation have agreed to terminate the so-called past realities that you're involved in and to alter the energy that makes up this environment, this vibrational level that you're involved in. You as a human consciousness, not some other entities. It's important to understand that you're involved in these alteration processes. You agree to participate. Your choice. And so this human consciousness has agreed to alter the energy that makes up your vibrational level. And as a result of that alteration of the energy, you as individuals existing within this vibrational level are about to experience the possibility to consciously influence and create your reality consciously. Now, it's not necessary that you believe that, and it's not necessary that every entity existing within your vibrational level is going to suddenly become aware of the creation process and start doing it consciously, but rather the possibility is becoming a probability. You can do that if you wish, and you as entities have chosen to alter that energy. In the year of 1987, you chose to put in place that belief system. And you chose at that time as a human consciousness to allow for a passage of 25 years in order for this transformation to occur. You see, you believe in that passage of time and space, and if it takes time, if it indeed is a 25-year slow, gradual change and alteration of the energy, then it's more real. You see, then it has a validation. If it's instantaneous, then you have this hesitation. Oh, well, that may be not real. I haven't noticed that gradual change. I haven't seen any type of evolution from this point to this point. And so you choose to put in place that 25-year period, which you as a human consciousness are fast approaching the completion of, and for many individuals, that ability to consciously influence your reality is already occurring. Many entities who may look at that and say, well, we don't really believe that it's going to be possible to consciously influence and to create your reality, are entities who, if you believe once again in the passage of time and space, are dying in your so-called past and being reincarnated into your so-called present, and are bringing with them that understanding that it's possible for them to consciously create their reality, to consciously influence their day-to-day activities. Many of your so-called New Agers are referring to these individuals as the indigo children, that they are somehow special. They're not special in any concept other than their belief systems. That's the only difference. Well, the same entity would have been involved in this correction process to believe once again and to validate your belief in passage of time and space since the beginning of this vibrational level. Same entities, just reincarnating and bringing with them the understanding of that human consciousness belief system that you have chosen to offer, that it's possible for them to consciously influence the reality. And they do it. And they do it in a manner that for many individuals who are involved in what the New Age is referred to as the old age belief systems are finding it difficult to understand and to interact with and to handle the so-called indigo children. Because you see, the indigo children, these entities entering into your vibrational level and bringing with them the understanding that they can consciously influence their reality, are applying that belief system. And they expect it to occur. They have that expectation because they hold the belief that it's possible. Your reality, once again, is a reflection of the beliefs you hold. You create it all. You don't just create some little portion of it. You create it all. You're responsible for each and every atom of this entire vibrational level. And the only limitation upon your creation process is your imagination and your belief system. Literally, the only limitation upon your capacity to create. You have but to believe. You choose to enter into this vibrational level. And you, in making that choice, agree to participate in the sustaining of the so-called human consciousness belief systems. And you choose to remain in this vibrational level. And you go through this so-called passage of time in your awakened consciousness state that validates the reality so that it can seem more real. And you choose to be involved in that whole entire process. And as well, you will choose to leave this vibrational level. That's within your capacity to do so. You see, you weren't put on this earth system in order to have some type of learning experience. You weren't put here to grow. You're all that is. What are you going to grow into? There is no more. You are all that is. There is no entity greater or lesser than what you are. You are equal to each and every entity that exists, not only in your vibrational level, but in all of the vibrational levels throughout all of creation. So what are you going to grow to? You're already there. You choose to enter into this vibrational level for a very simple reason. It's so simple that it's disarming. You choose to enter into this vibrational level because existing within this vibrational level under the influence of the veil, which you choose to put in place and to maintain and to sustain, allows you to experience realities that appear to be beyond your capacity to control. And when you're in your awakened consciousness state, you believe indeed that it is outside of your capacity and ability to create and influence your reality completely. And as a result of that belief system and your choices to be involved, the experiences allow you to be involved in certain activities that create very intense feelings and emotions that are not possible in any other vibrational level where the understanding is in place that you are the creator. That's why you exist in this vibrational level. We would challenge each of you to look at any activity that you're involved in, and as a result of being involved in that activity, break it down to what it is that you truly desire to achieve. And if you're honest with yourself and you break it down to the very, very basics, it will be because you're attempting to achieve a certain feeling and emotion. That's what you desire. That's what you're after. You're involved in relationships because you want the certain feelings and emotions. You're involved in all types of interactions with other entities, from your employment to your socializing, so that you can ultimately experience certain feelings and emotions. And because you believe you're not in control, those feelings and emotions are much more intense than any other feelings or emotions that are experienced in any other vibrational level where entities understand the creation process and understand at a conscious level who and what they truly are. It's really that simple. It really is. You see, when you understand the creation process, it doesn't have nearly the impact in terms of the emotions and feelings. It's like you go into a theater and you sit there and you watch a projection upon the screen. And as you watch that projection, you see a trick of lights and sounds. And you see certain elements portrayed upon the screen. And while you're sitting in that theater, time and space become illusionary. You can sit in there for an hour and a half of your so-called real time and experience the passage of years upon the screen. But you know, even though you experience certain emotions, and that range can go from one end of the spectrum to the other, from being as joyful as you can possibly be to being as sad as you can possibly be, yet you understand that what you're experiencing upon that screen is not real. It's an illusionary projection of someone else's concept of what they wish you to experience. And when you walk out of the theater, well, you may look back upon it and say, that was a very good production. I enjoyed that. It had me going through all of the emotions. I was crying and laughing in the whole nine yards. And yet when you walk out of the theater, you know it wasn't real. But now you're in the real world. Now this is real in the awakened consciousness state. This illusionary reality that you're experiencing in the awakened consciousness state is very valid in terms of the emotions and feelings that it's possible for you to experience, because you limit your capacity to understand that it's illusionary. You limit your capacity to understand that you are the creator. Your choice. And it's, once again, a reality and an experience that exists only in your vibrational level. It is not duplicated in any of the other vibrational levels throughout all of creation. And so you are here by choice, and you create your reality by choice. Absolutely. And if you don't like your reality, you have the choice to change it. Changing is very simple. You have but to alter the belief systems. And if you have difficulty altering the belief systems, you have difficulty believing that you're worthy, put in place some type of progression experience in your awakened consciousness state that allows you to validate that you're worthy. You would make a suggestion, only suggestion. If you choose to follow it, that's fine. If you don't, that's fine as well. It's not necessary that you follow our suggestions to achieve success. You can choose your own and do it just as well if you believe. But if you put in place a list of priorities that you would like to hold up as being principles, and you apply the principles to certain experiences that you're involved in, and you apply the principles on a regular basis, you will eventually begin to like who you are more consciously. Now, the principles have got to be your principles. What do you believe is important? And it's not at all written in stone that you can't change the priority of the principles. As one becomes seemingly more important than the other, you can change the list and you can move one up or move down. It doesn't really matter. What's important is that you have the list of principles, and that when the opportunity presents itself, you apply the principles. And as you apply the principles, the more and more you apply them, the more you strengthen the character. And the more you strengthen the character, the more you're going to like who you are. Now, there can be a pitfall there, because you see, when you have this feeling that you're not worthy, that you can't do it, that that's a very difficult system for you to be involved in and to accomplish. When you fail to apply the principles, if you have that belief system that you're not worthy, you have a tendency to dwell upon that particular instance where you failed. Oh, I can't do this. I failed. I didn't apply the principle. There was a very unique opportunity and I missed it. I didn't apply the principle. And you begin to believe that you're a failure. And as you believe you're a failure, you create the reality to validate the belief. It's that simple. And so when you fail, forget about it. Dwell on the times when you're successful. If you're involved in any type of a learning process where you're going to some type of an academic courses that you're involved in your awakened consciousness state, if you get 90 out of 100%, you don't dwell on that 2% and say, well, I'm a failure. I didn't get it all. I failed at 2%. You don't dwell on it. You dwell on the 98%, a huge success by anyone's terms in your awakened consciousness state. And so it is when you apply your principles, dwell upon the successes, dwell upon the times when you achieve that which you desire, and you will begin to like who you are. And a funny thing happens when you like who you are, other individuals and entities around you begin to like you as well. And then you have the capacity to begin to love yourself. You see, it's very difficult to love yourself consciously if you don't like yourself. How can you love something that you don't like in the first place? Very difficult. So like who you are. And you have the capacity then to begin to love yourself consciously. And when you begin to love yourself consciously, then you begin to believe that it's possible for you to have these experiences. You begin to have the expectation to create the reality that you desire. The expectation that these desirable elements will come into your awakened consciousness state. You begin to expect it. You begin to love yourself consciously. And love is a state of being and doing. You do certain things to allow yourself to experience what you refer to as very positive emotions. Give to yourself so that you can have the capacity to love yourself more, so that you can experience joy. And when you give to yourself or you give to another, you have to give that gift as unconditional if it's to be a gift of love. You see, in your society you give to each other many times. You are involved with relationships with other entities in your family group, and you give something to someone, providing that that individual follows the certain rules. If you do this, then I will give you this, or I will give you this, providing that you continue to do certain things. And when you stop doing those things, then I take it back. Well, that's a contract. There's nothing wrong with it. You see, contracts allow you to function as a society and as family groups that are great. They allow you to have limitations and to understand what those limitations are, and allow you to participate within those limitations and knowing the boundaries, knowing how far you can go, knowing what the contract is. Nothing wrong with that. But when you give as an expression of love so that one can experience a feeling of joy or a feeling of belonging or a feeling of commitment, you give it unconditionally. Once you give, they can do what they wish with it without judgment. And you do the same for yourself. You see, when individuals say, well, I'm going to quit smoking, and if I quit smoking, I'm going to give myself that gift of being able to go on some type of a vacation. What you've done is created a contract with yourself. Nothing wrong with it. It allows you to accomplish your whatever it is you desire, your stopping smoking, if that's what it is, so that you can indeed accomplish one thing and have the experience of another. But if you give yourself that gift unconditionally to show that you love yourself, then you take away the contracts. You just give it to yourself unconditionally. And when you begin to love yourself unconditionally, then you begin to once again have the expectation that the beliefs that you hold can come into fruition, and you can have that experience in your awakened consciousness state. That choice is yours. Absolutely. You create your reality entirely. You cannot fail to come to the understanding of who and what you truly are. You cannot fail. You see, once again, in our analogy of being the scuba diver, when you return to the surface, you will at some time absolutely be in an awakened consciousness state and understand what it was that you're involved in that experience. And so it is in your so-called awakened consciousness state in this reality. You will at some time enter into a dream state, and you will at some time enter into one more level of consciousness in what we refer to as the between incarnational state. And in that state, you shall have the capacity to choose whether or not you wish to remain in this vibrational level or to leave. You're only here by choice. You're not here because you must grow or you must learn some lesson in order to leave it. You're here by choice. You're here by choice so that you can experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that you cannot experience in any other vibrational level. And you can leave by choice. You can leave by choice. And there is a state of consciousness that we refer to as the between incarnational state. It becomes very difficult for you to sustain the illusionary reality that I hold this particular belief and so that's the reality that I'm experiencing, and it's beyond my capacity to control it. Because you see, in that level of consciousness, indeed, time and space are completely eliminated. And you begin to grasp that concept, oh, when I change a belief, I instantly change my reality. Well, Perhaps I choose to leave this vibrational level, or you can choose to reincarnate. The choice is yours. The choice is yours. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding of who and what you truly are. You cannot fail. It's a no-brainer. When you enter into this vibrational level, you choose to put in place certain restrictions upon your capacity to understand in your awakened consciousness state. But there are the three things that never change, not only in this vibrational level, but in any other vibrational levels throughout all of creation. Three things. You create your reality. You are the God that you search for. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. All the rest is an illusion. All the rest is a validation of beliefs that you hold. All the rest is a result of choices that you make through various levels of consciousness. And as you enter into this new age and new energy, the choices and beliefs that you make in your conscious state will have an effect upon the reality that you're experiencing like never before possible. That choice as well is yours. It's not something that's being forced upon you, and it's not something that you have to be involved in. You exist in this vibrational level through choice. You remain in this vibrational level by choice. The reality you experience is a reflection of the beliefs you hold. It's your creation, completely and entirely, right down to the last atom. If you wish to have more meaningful connection with the understanding of that creation process, then we encourage you to go with inside. For you will not find it written in a book. You will not find it on someone's tape or through some message that's presented to you. You must go with inside. And when you have the experience, you will understand that the vocabulary and expression through your awakened consciousness state has its extreme limitations in being accurate to what the experience was, because of the electromagnetic type of energy that you choose to put in place and to sustain. You hear that choice. You cannot fail. You create your reality, and you are the God that you search for. All the rest is illusionary, and all the rest is within your capacity to change. The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. Now, we would like to express our gratitude once again to each of you, and we would suggest to you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have got to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. For indeed, it is the opportunity for us to be involved in a learning and very meaningful interaction. And so we express our gratitude once again, and we would bid each of you farewell with love and with peace.